For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Last week, our guest on Cultural Baggage was Lynn Paltrow,
the executive director of the National Advocates for Pregnant Women. Please tell us about your organization.
We're an organization that's dedicated to ensuring the human rights of all women, focusing particularly on pregnant and parenting women. And one of the things we want to ensure is that women are not punished for, pregnant women in particular, are not punished for addiction and other health problems they experience while pregnant.
And this is a burgeoning problem, a very complex and hysterical problem at times, is it not?
Yes. Well, you have the convergence of two highly politicized issues, the drug war and the war against abortion. And the problem is that they're both extremely emotional. They're both often characterized by misinformation. And they both rely on issues of prohibition, which we know just doesn't work in either context.
And if I may get you to summarize some of these situations, some of the laws and some of the prison sentences that are being levied against women accused of using these illegal drugs.
Right, and it's hard for me to make a simple example because it's unclear whether they're being charged because they're women who use illegal drugs, although those are the easiest to start with, or is it because they've continued to term in spite of having a drug problem? Is it giving birth or using drugs? And it's really both together and both separately. For 30 years, we've heard all of this anti-abortion stuff that describes pregnant women who have abortions as murderers, killers, terminators. And one of our observations is you can't talk about people that way without it expanding, spreading beyond the original borders. So that now there are women who are sitting in jail for first-degree murder for having suffered a stillbirth. Teresa Hernandez in Oklahoma has been sitting in jail waiting trial for 2 years. The claim is she suffered a stillbirth as a result of drug use during pregnancy, methamphetamine use, in this incredibly politicized, non-medical world. And you take it in a state where you have a senator who says that doctors who provide abortion services should get the death penalty. You put the two together and you have first-degree murder for a woman who just suffered a stillbirth. Regina McKnight in South Carolina. South Carolina is the only state that has actually said these kinds of prosecutions are legitimate.
If you'd like to hear more of this program, please visit our website, which is drugtruth.net. If you'd like to learn more about the work that Lynn Paltrow and her associates do, please visit their website, which is advocatesforpregnantwomen.org. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.